The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is funding new research in Alaskan coastal communities to help people adapt to new weather patterns caused by climate change. Researcher Philip Loring says he's focusing on how these patterns affect people's lives.
We can take the observations over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, that people have said, well, this year was terrible because of this, this, and this, and these storms were horrible. And then we can find those in the record and tell the computers, this is what's important. Now tell us what, with climate change, it's going to be like in the next 5 years. How often is that going to happen again?
Loring says NOAA is using the research to make forecasting models and weather reports more useful for local residents. He says they're trying to account for changes in weather cues that traditionally have helped people plan their food gathering activities, such as fishing and hunting.
These seasonality issues of water and freezing and whatnot are such that they're unprecedented, such that what we've been taught doesn't necessarily apply. So the cues that we use to read, okay, next week we need to go fishing, or this means spring is here, the cues aren't necessarily as reliable anymore. So then there's issues of, is it safe to go out on the land? Is the water going to be too high? Is the water going to be too low? So on and so forth.
Loring says flexibility is the key to working around weather problems, but there are barriers to being able to adapt, things such as fuel prices and laws that dictate fishing openings and hunting seasons. But he points to one newer law that has helped.
Now, the flexibility afforded by something like the fishing quota system down here has, everybody has said, has been great in terms of being able to, you know, you don't just have to go out and fish intensely all at the same time, everybody at the same time, regardless of the weather, regardless of how dangerous it is anymore, you can be more flexible.
Loring is seeking research participants from Unalaska, Toyaak, and Amanak.